This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Right now, it's time for the C Block starring Corey Majors.
Thank you very much, Kevin. Really appreciate that. We've had a lot of breaking news happen today.
That's true.
Adrian just asked how our day is going. I said, this is one of our best shows this year, and I'm pretty proud of it. I'm having a great time. I feel like the Tolos out there are getting great sports content at the same time, and I hope that they're having just as much fun as we are. I wrote a bunch of things down for this.
By the way, Josh Young is expected to play on Thursday. I know he got scratched from the lineup today because of the neck issue, but he is expected to play on opening day.
Seager expected to play on opening day with that calf injury? Are we still out on that?
I don't know if I've seen an official prognosis on that. I know Boach said it was precautionary.
So. Okay. What is the first thing you do when you get to the stadium? And somebody said, the first thing I do is park. Okay. I get it.
That's a fair point.
Now you're in the stadium. What's the first thing you do? Because opening day is on Thursday. We will be there for the Whataburger opening day. We will be in center field. When the doors open, you can come inside and have a good time with us and say hello.
And Derek Holland will be doing the show with us.
Our buddy Derek Holland is going to join us for however long, we don't know. But he will be joining us. But I've always been kind of curious on... When I go to the arena, when I go to the ballpark, when I go somewhere, I usually want to grab a drink first because I don't want to go beat all the lines. I don't want to go have to fight the lines.
Okay.
So I usually try and find whichever place has the shortest line and go grab a beer. And then like my kids are like, hey, Hurtado, Whataburger, you know, whatever they can find, whatever they want to eat at the time. They don't go, though, and they go, they just see the one that has hot dog, nachos, popcorn. They don't want to go to that one. They want to go to the specialties. That's where my kids always want to go.
But
first thing I do immediately, get inside, of course, you know, scan the ticket, walk through, go find the shortest line to get a beer, and then I'm going to my seat. What's the 877-881-1053 as you prepare for the Rangers to go 162-0, when you get to the stadium on opening day, what is the first thing you will do? I forgot the reason I'm asking this question. The Miami Marlins have put a cruise ship in center field. Remember they used to have that stupid dolphin thing that exploded and all this stuff? You remember that thing they had out in center field? It was an art piece. It was the dumbest thing we've ever seen. Oh, nowhere this dolphin would just jump up and you're like, oh, a home run. Is he going to eat the ball? I don't know. But they've removed it. And now, because of Norwegian Cruise Lines, they now have a thing out there in center field. They have a cruise ship and it will shoot off fireworks every game, they are told. So that being said, what is the coolest feature? You know, like, do you show up and you're like, I got to see this feature? What's the coolest feature you've seen at a stadium and the first thing you do when you get there?
So I've always...
Fire the cannon!
Okay. I've always wanted to watch a game at Rough Rider Stadium in the Lazy River. I have not done that. I always thought that sounded like the coolest thing ever.
At Rough Riders?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the first thing
yesterday, I believe it was, they tweeted out a picture of somebody diving into the pool and they were like, what time is it? I gotta go back and look and see who did that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, for me, I need to find where my seat is and understand my surroundings. That's a big thing.
Oh, like people at the airport who need to go make sure their gate's there?
Yes. And now, look, I believe...
I'm the same way, though.
I believe my seat is there. I really do. But I just want to know, like, how far out do I have to travel? So, for example...
Good.
Are there good options around where my seat is and I can stay there? Or am I like, hey, you're going to need to walk halfway across the park to get that thing that you really want? And that might be... That could happen.
You start doing logistics in your mind of...
Yes.
Which inning can I leave?
Yes.
To go get that thing on the other side of the park? Or how... Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. That definitely does. From the 214 from Jagon and Terrell. First thing, go to the bathroom. Walk okay. in, make sure you evacuate everything so that you can fill up with other stuff. Uh-huh. Second, find seats. Third, because again, you have to make sure your seat's there. You just got to make sure, is somebody sitting in my seat? Because what if somebody's there and now I have to ask them to move over?
Okay, do you feel anxious about that confrontation or situation? Or like, oh, excuse me, will you please? Or are you like, hey, that's my seat. You got to move.
I always feel anxious if I'm the one sitting in somebody's seats. Because, you know, if you want to spread out, you got your seats, nobody's there in second inning. You're like, you know what? I could take the seat next to me and have a seat between me and whoever. But I do get anxious waiting for that person to walk up and go, excuse me, sir, you're in our seats. But if they walk up and say it, I'll just be like, okay, fine. In the same way, if I walk up and I go, hey, you're in my seat, I'm not accusing you. I'm just pointing out a fact. And
Yeah,
I'm not being like, oh my gosh, you dummy. I'm just like, hey, this is the seat I paid for. And I think everybody in the stadium should go, yeah, I paid for a seat too. I'll move to my seat. That should be the appropriate thing.
Okay.
And then somebody said, first thing I do from the 720, grab a beer and walk one lap around just taking in the atmosphere. That is a very good approach. Go see the whole thing, Alec.
I think specifically when I get to Globe Life Field, the first thing I do is make my way out. I believe it's in center field. I find Golden Chick.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And I get myself my meal. That might be my first of the day of many. It might be my last. Who knows? Just depends on the vibes of the ballpark that day and how hungry I am. But that is the first thing I do. That Golden Chick, I swear, is the best Golden Chick I've ever had in my life.
It's very good.
I can't explain why. I don't know. Maybe because everything has to be fresh because they're pumping out so many different meals. But yeah, I have to stop by that Golden Chick. And then I kind of do the same thing. I'll walk around the concourse, you know, see who I can see. I'll bump into some friends randomly. Sometimes I'll catch Jared doing his pregame lap and I'll say what's up, you know, and then I go find my seats.
Yeah, see, I'm one of those that, like, I probably care less about everything else that's going on. I only care about what's going on the field. I
got you.
I'm not a, like, I will walk around, but I'm walking around with purpose. I'm trying to get somewhere, either it's the bathroom or it's the concession line. I'm going with purpose. And then, but the whole reason I'm there is to watch whatever's going on the field. So even when, if you see me at a game and you stop me to talk, know that I am looking at you and smiling and hearing the words you're saying, but I am thinking about whatever is happening on the field.
Oh, so you're not really totally engaging with them?
I'm giving everything I can, all right?
Uh-huh.
Superficially. But inside, deep down inside, I'm only thinking about, is Evaldi throwing a strike right now? What's happening out there? Would you guys like to bring up the conversation we just had in the break that Carter's texting us about?
No, I'd rather not.
What they're doing at McDonald's? Anybody want to have a talk about that, guys? Or are we going to focus on this segment here? Jeez. You said Mike made this show a bunch of kids.
I'm sorry, Corey.
I'm just joking with y'all.
1,000,000%. 100%. I hate it when people go off the 100 scale.
From the 817, my wife's with me. We are already late, and we're going to the seats, and she's getting the first beers. Oh, that's a good approach. You made us late, so you get to go get the beers while I watch the game.
Is that conversation worth having? Because there's going to be a different viewpoint of it, right? Well, I don't know if I made us late. But you did, so...
From the 214, straight to the pro shop and grab a hat. I collect them. I have a hat problem. I'll be very honest. I will one day tweet out a picture of all the hats I have. Kevin, I have at least 50, according to Chris Arnold's.
Okay. So Chris Arnold sent me a picture, and I need to get back to him on that. He's like, I got like 40 hats. This picture has at least 100 hats in it. And I'm like, that you're too low. But also, I wanted to see if you guys remember, he posted that on social media. I'm trying to convince him to just donate all the hats for Peace-a-thon. And he was like, well, first, let me see if I got vacation money coming here. And I was like, I get it. Like, if it's like $2,000, maybe that's too much. So there you go.
I bring a cooler with beer and I leave it in the truck. I walk to the stadium carrying two or three beers to pregame. As soon as we get inside, we go use the restroom, then find our section. Before we sit down, we get food and beer. That is our routine. We save some money also. Yeah, that is smart.
That
save
is
some
smart.
Money by brewing,
yeah.
by drinking on the way to the door, and then chug them and then throw them at the security guards and ask them to put them in the trash can, right? Is that how you do it? Just throw that in the trash can for me.
I wouldn't advise the last part. The rest of it,
sounds
I was with
smart.
You. Just don't throw things at the security guard.
425, first thing to do is find Mike Bassick, and then I go to the seat to take a load off. I like that. That's a good one. What do you mean, okay, like that? Watching a game in the lazy river isn't as cool as it sounds. I did it once. Won't pay to do it again.
Oh, really?
But again, one time. Like, you didn't say you wanted to do it for the rest of your life.
True.
You just said you wanted to do it
True.
One time. I work at the stadium, section 129. The first thing I do is walk the entire level.
Okay.
Dude, look, man, 129. Say hi if you see us, by the way. If
yes.
you happen to see us, say hi.
Yes.
We've gotten to know some of the staff out at the stadium, and it is wonderful. Also, Kevin did learn this today. The backup goalie does not pick up the pucks after practice in hockey. It is rink staff, according to our friend Frank Provenzano.
That
was a big deal to you earlier this morning.
I just said it didn't feel likely.
And I wanted to confirm that information was there for you.
Thank
now,
you.
Have you heard of Matt Strom? He is a pitcher for the Philadelphia Phillies.
Mm.
He had to miss a game after hurting his finger, packing away his kid's toys. He was supposed to pitch March 24th, which was yesterday, but he has a left middle finger irritation after packing this morning, not believed to be serious. And evidently, according to Jason Stark, he said, I'm going to have to buy a house here so I don't have to pack anymore. He said he was packing his daughter's toys in a box and jammed the cardboard between his nail and his finger. That is terrible. It's like, you know, driving bamboo shoots up your fingernails.
Yes.
He said it's his second packing injury of the spring.
What?
Yeah. And cardboard, that hurts. I don't know why he can't pitch, though. Toughen up a little bit.
That's
a fingernail, bro.
So, a couple of things. First of all, I think Noah might have hyperextended my knee because he does not respect how legs work.
Does he just run straight into your knee?
No, he jumped, and luckily I like kind of caught him while I had my feet up on the table, and my knees don't bend downward.
Oh, yes.
And so...
Yeah, Carter used to just dive bomb me, dude.
And so I get it. Kids are a huge reason for injury. Absolutely. So, yeah, just hire some movers.
From the 817, first thing I do is drive right past Globe Life and head to the AAC to watch the Stars. Hey, look, we are a four-team DFW. Actually, five. We got FC Dallas, baby.
And just depending on where you're coming from, that might not be a smart navigation. Like, if you already live in DFW, that's... Or if you live in Dallas, that's
Yeah, if they're
foolish.
In Fort Worth or Arlington,
okay, then
they
that
could
works.
Drive by and go
I'm
straight
saying,
to
if
the
you're
AAC.
Garland, yeah. you drive out to Arlington just to drive past it and come... That's just silly.
Give the stadium the finger on the way
yeah,
by.
Yeah, that's just silly.
Yeah, they're not going to see you flipping them off.
You know, I'm going to disagree with you there.
You're on the third. You're on the highway.
Hold on.
Nobody can see
you
it.
You don't know which part specifically I'm disagreeing about. I agree that maybe that one person you're trying to flip off won't see you, but you'll feel better. Now, you shouldn't flip people off, probably.
Probably.
But let's face it. There is some power that comes from that middle finger that just makes you feel better. If that person had it coming to them and then bam, like you just feel better. I almost flipped you off right there.
I got flipped off yesterday on my drive-in.
Were you at fault?
Probably. Here's what happened. I was in the left lane. The left lane clearly on 75 clearly was backing up.
Yeah.
And so I was like, do I want to get over? So what I did, started waiting because the car next to me was just putting along. And I'm like, all right, I got to wait for this person. Couldn't speed up because I'd hit the car in front of me. So I'm slow, waiting. Right as it passes, I start to get over. did not use my blinker. The person behind me, as I looked in my rear view, was getting over at the same time. They honked at me. I gave them a thumbs up like, hey, we're good.
Yeah.
They flipped me off. And then I waved and said, thank you. So I was just like, no, like, I kind of understand. I screwed up here.
Yeah.
You didn't need to flip me off because I wasn't flipping you off. But I get where you're going. Hopefully the wave pays off. Where I got my revenge. Later, I got over again. And that person was stuck in traffic for a very long time. I saw him way back there while I was cruising. So I kind of felt good about that. I'm sorry, lady.
Oh, man. I don't know why. That felt like the end of Metroid, where you just, or Super Metroid. You're like, oh, it's a lady?
And last but not least, Six Flags has gone cashless, Kevin. And they are mandating that chaperones for guests 15 and under need to be around. Certain guests will need an adult accompaniment after 4 p.m. So if you're one of those people that's like, I'm just dropping my kids off at Six Flags today, just letting them run amok out there. Well, I think this is smart. They're like, we're not, kids don't carry around cards. They carry around cash. Their parents give them $20 and say, go have a great day. And they're like, not anymore.
Okay, Norman Rockwell, let's dial it back just a little bit. All right.
$20 gets you one drink.
You might be living in a bygone era, just like the people who are like, oh, my sports should be free. How long has it been? These people just drop their kids off with a 20 and is like, go on.
I don't know. That's what we actually last year, I think we just told Avery, he said, I want to go to Six Flags. And we said, you have a car? And so he took Carter out. Him and Carter and his friends went out to Six Flags. And they did, each of them got a $20 bill. And they figured it out from there. But now they can't do that anymore because they're all going to need cards.
Would you trust your kids with your credit card?
They aren't. Not Carter.
That is a good point.
He's set precedent for, but Avery's very mostly reliable. Mostly, like, I'm pretty proud of him. Carter, you got to watch out for that one. He's grounded from his phone right now. You know what he told me before bed last night? He's grounded because of grades. All right. It was his fault. He knows he's doing better now. He's grounded for 9 weeks from his phone.
Ouch.
You know what he said last night? My way to bed, he looks at me and goes, you know, I'm going to figure a way out to talk to my friends without the phone, right? That's how this kid thinks, dude. He's always thinking about how to cheat the system. It's a quality I'm actually pretty proud of, but I also don't support because I feel like it's going to get him put in jail at some point.
So my wife told me this story about how the maddest that her dad had ever been at her is he took away her driver's license for similar problematic issues in high school. And she defiantly said to him, you know, just because you take away my license doesn't mean I can't drive. And she was like, that's the maddest I've ever seen my dad. And my mother-in-law was like, oh my gosh, yeah. I thought it was going to be a huge issue. And
that's the C block, ladies and gentlemen.
We're the KNC masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, what the local experts predict for the Texas Rangers. Do you agree, disagree, or just think that print media is dead?
Whoa.
We'll talk about it next right here on The Fan.
And the 1-2 pitch is lifted high into the air, deep right field. Adell going back. He looks up, and it's gone. Opposite field home run. Straightaway right field for Adolis Garcia. His 17th home run of the season. He puts Texas into the lead 5-4.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan, 877-881-1053. Frankel and Frankel Injury Attorney text line. If you want to get involved in the conversation as we gear up George Whataburger opening day Thursday, we'll be doing the show live at Globe Life Field prior to Rangers Red Sox. So I wanted to go through what the local yokels have to say about this Texas Rangers team.
The meat place out in McKinney?
No, I just...
Okay, all right.
I just like that phrase.
It is a fun phrase.
So five representatives from the Dallas Morning News, five actual experts from the Dallas Morning News gave their predictions.
Which I've always said, Kevin, and if you're going to have less than 10, it needs to be an odd number.
Okay.
To be for me to say that's a good group of experts.
Okay. So.
And five is good.
Five works
six,
for you.
Six, kick one out.
Okay. Especially if they're the weakest link. I got you.
Yep.
All right. Of those five, Alec, let me give you a chance to start here.
No.
How many of the five from the morning news picked the Rangers to win the AL West?
I'm going to go with three, Kevin. Three.
Corey, what do you think about that prediction?
Without knowing who they are.
Oh, do you want me to tell you?
I'm going to go with five.
Oh, okay. So, advantage Alec. I should have told you who they were ahead of time because it was, in fact, three.
All right.
You have
I'm out on this guy.
Evan.
Not you, Alec. I'm still.
Evan Grant, Sean McFarlane, and Kevin Sherrington all picked the Texas Rangers.
That makes sense.
To win the AL West.
They're homers. We've always known that.
Oh, my gosh. That was not necessarily what I was going to say. The two other reporters did not pick the Rangers to win the division or make the wild card.
Are they reporters or columnists?
One's a reporter, one's a columnist.
Tim Kalishaw picked against the Rangers.
Tim Kalishaw.
Always been a hater.
Okay, but hold on. The only two options can't be homer or hater, right?
What other option is there?
Reasonable-minded individual who you may or may not agree with?
Nah.
All right. Man.
Dude, did you clip this out of a piece of a newspaper,
no,
by the way?
No, I didn't. I thought about it. And I actually want to do a brand new segment now called Hater or Homer.
Oh, Sean will love that segment.
Where, like, you give a sports opinion and then just go from there. All right. Of the three that predicted that the Texas Rangers...
Who was the other reporter, by the way?
You know... I practiced this.
All right, don't worry about it, man.
Abraham, I'm going to say noodle seizure. And if I got that wrong, I apologize.
I do not know this person.
It's NUDELSTEJER. I promise.
Okay.
I looked it up.
I don't know whether if they're a hater or not, so I don't know.
Well, they didn't pick the Rangers. So by your logic, that automatically...
Well, we always knew that Kalishaw was a hater.
Okay.
That's a long-standing fact.
How many wins will the Texas Rangers have this season?
162.
Okay. How many wins could the Rangers have? Okay, let's say it's not your best case scenario, but your most reasonable scenario. How many wins do the Rangers have?
If you're making me be reasonable, which I thought my call was reasonable, but if we're going to go against the quintillion odds, maybe like 85?
Okay.
I Googled Rangers wins. I just typed in Rangers wins and it says zero. And I was like, well, crap. 91.
All right. So your new favorite people is going to be person. Is going to be Evan Grant. He predicted 91 wins.
Wow. I didn't peg Sean McFarlane as a hater.
Sean McFarlane picked 90.
Oh, okay. You know what?
That's still a little low. Good. Who will be the Rangers home run leader and how many home runs? You want me to just give you the answers?
I'm going to say Adolis.
Okay.
39.
Only one of the reporters said Adolis, and they put it at 25.
Really?
The other four, Wyatt Langford, 34 home runs. Jake Berger, 37 home runs.
25?
25.
We're in a bad shape if that's the case.
And these are Abraham's predictions. He also has the Rangers going 81 and 81. So I have a feeling in homer or hater.
I don't think he's real.
He is real.
I don't think so. Prove it.
Okay, Abraham, if you're listening... Give us a shout. Text in. Corey Seager at 33 and Jake Berger at 32 were the other selections. Which Rangers pitcher will have the most wins and how many? This answer is going to make you mad from Abraham as well.
Eovaldi at 11.
Nathan Eovaldi at 6. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh.
They said Nathan Eovaldi at 12.
Oh, really?
So three of them said Eovaldi. 13, 14, 14. And then Kevin Sherrington... Jacob DeGrom, 15. Who will have the most saves on the Texas Rangers and how many? These nuts. Okay.
Kevin. Jeez.
That is a real thing that I really said to Stephen Jones because I did not believe his answer to me about having not heard about the Trayvon Diggs situation.
Who will have the most saves on this team?
And how many?
I'm going to go with Chris Martin, 33.
Ooh.
Oh, do you think that's too high?
Yeah, it probably is too high.
No, I think anything's on the table when you win 162 games. I'm gonna give you a wild card. You guys won't think it's a wild card. A lot of people will. Emiliano Teodo
is the choice of Tim Kalishaw at a robust 12 saves.
Oh.
Now for the rest of the panel, Chris Martin at 17, 18, 15, and another person has Luke Jackson at 18. Now here's the one you're not going to care for.
1 second. From the 682, this deserves a poll. I don't think he's real either.
He is real.
From the 903, Abraham isn't real. It is Kevin in disguise because he says we can't go 162-0.
Okay.
From the 817, hi, I'm Father Abraham and I have many sons.
Okay, that's funny.
I love
y'all.
I love the
Abraham, and I apologize. I looked up one definition pronunciation. I didn't look up more. I believe it's noodle steezer. If it's noodle steezer, I apologize. Or if he's like, you're not even close, bro, then I double apologize.
Oh,
if you know Abraham, tell him we're trying to shout out his work.
Mm-hmm.
But, Corey, you're going to be mad.
Even if he's a hater.
He predicted 6 starts for Jacob DeGrom.
Really? I think I did that the other day, too, though.
What? Are you a hater?
I think, or was it 6 wins and 12 starts? Like, it was something really. I think I said 9 starts. It's not that I'm a hater. I'm just terrified of Jacob DeGrom's arm.
He predicted 6 starts and also that this will be Bruce Bochy's last year with the Rangers.
I think I'm getting a phone call from Abraham right now. I'm going to check my voice.
No, there is no way.
Oh, because he doesn't exist. Oh, how is Kevin so sure that there's no way that he's calling me?
Oot. Shoot. That's a good point. He might be listening right now. That's, to be fair, I don't know. Who will be the Texas Rangers MVP this season?
Why?
Hey, what say you, Alec?
I wanted to be Wyatt, but they'd probably say Corey Seager.
So, 3 of the experts predicted Corey Seager. Abraham predicted Adolis, and Wyatt Langford is another vote. All right, look.
Fantex is so good. Y'all are so good at this.
From the 469, I am Abraham. I am so real, dudes. And then put a question mark. From the 214, I think we all just discovered Kevin's internet alias.
Yeah, go look up his burner.
From the 858, no one has ever seen Kevin and Abraham in the same room. I'm just saying. All right, I hope he is at opening day. I'm going to go find him. I'm going to see if he will come on air and get the proper pronunciation for his last name.
How do you spell it again?
His last name is spelled NUDELSTEJER. Noodle Steezer.
J?
Yes. JER.
All right, I'll see.
Okay, because he doesn't believe it. You're looking up to make sure this is a real person. Why would I just make that name up? Why wouldn't I just go with like somebody else you had ever heard of before?
Oh, I don't know, dude. I'm looking at this picture of him. He doesn't look
come
real.
On.
Doesn't look real.
All right, fine.
Oh, okay. I got it. All right, yeah.
Okay.
Dallas Morning News and Aldea content producer.
Thank you.
Allegedly.
What? Do you think I have multiple side jobs? Well, I guess I did tell you I have another thing to do for a different job after this. Mm. All right. Rangers trade deadline. What are they going to do at the trade deadline? It can be positional. It can be nothing. What do you think they're going to do at the trade deadline?
Well, it definitely depends on their needs. Like if Corey Seager, something, God forbid, was to happen, would you need to trade for a shortstop? I know most people say, no, we're good. We got Josh Smith. I think they'll trade for a pitcher. I think
pitcher?
Relief pitcher. Hopefully that's all they need to do.
Okay.
I would think it would be smart of them before you get to the trade deadline to find a way to trade for a starting left-handed pitcher too. Not that I'm not loving Patrick Corbin, just in case.
Alec, what say you?
I think they make 2 trades, both of the pitching variety. And I think I'll split it there. I think they add 1 starter and 1 leverage guy. And I think if they add a starter, it'll be just kind of like the supplemental, like, just get us through the season, man. You're probably not going to pitch in the playoffs kind of situation. And then the leverage guy that they add, I could seriously see them adding a legitimate leverage arm. Like, not some guy that you've never heard of and they're like, oh, but in leverage situations, he has a really cool baseball savant page. Like, no, like, I think they would be open to adding a legit closer at the right price. Okay. So I could see them adding just a good starting pitcher and a really good leverage arm.
From the 817, Abraham is Mike Bassick in disguise. No! From the 214, Abe here. Okay, we're getting familiar with the names as well.
Father Abraham had many sons. Kevin has many sons.
He's real, and I'm sure he's spectacular. For the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, probably more of your texting nonsense. But also, we will chit-chat with those fellas from the G-Bag Nation right here on 105.3 The Fan.
Stars trying to crack one here. Shot, score! They do! Thomas Harley, the shot from the blue line. It pinballed around, and Wyatt Johnston with his latest power play goal opens the scoring in the game.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. The Stars win, and Jim Nill becomes the first GM in Stars franchise history to get to 500 wins. Awesome stuff right there. Right now, courtesy of D&M Leasing, it is time for our chit chat with those fellas from the G-Bag Nation. Now, I'm going to ask a different question today. Gentlemen, specifically Gavin Dawson, do you have a different of opinion of me now than maybe you did 5 to 6 minutes ago?
Yes. You are definitely uncomfortable question guy. Like, Cards Against Humanity was made by people like you. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
It was pretty jarring to walk into that.
Yeah. If you've been to any of our remotes and people want to hear my hypotheticals, they're there.
Kevin has a lot of great qualities.
You don't.
A lot of great qualities about you. Those questions are not the ones I love the most.
Those are the questions that maybe next year in the Rangers clubhouse, those would be the questions that you guys could tee up.
All right.
Since you guys like to do the super uncomfortable stuff in there.
I think that's y'all that like.
Walchuk are trying to just go
be professional.
Seam head and baseball okay,
guys
baseball.
Asking baseball questions, yeah. And you want to talk about dongs and stuff.
All right. So, but before y'all were asking those questions,
who does that?
Who was the interaction we had with that? You're like, hey, can we ask you a couple questions? The reliever, and he goes, about what? And you go, I don't know, just some S or
Keone Kella.
Keone Kella.
Yeah.
And he turned
said
around.
Chips and S.
Kella, man.
And then I remember an interaction we had with Sam Dyson. He goes, how long is this going to take? And I said, depends on how good your answers are. He seemed to be amused by that and decided to stick around for the interview. So that was nice. All right. Immediate baseball reactions. Jacob DeGrom.
What am I even watching right now?
He's already given up a run. What are we supposed to do about this?
Zero strikeouts. He has got two outs, but a Royal reached, and then he got another hit, so it's 1-0 Royals here. Mm. Last two times we've seen him, the other team's been scoring a little more than my liking.
Yeah, we're done. That's it. Season's over.
Okay.
He's the type of guy you can expect perfection from.
Yeah,
and if he's not giving it to you, you're kind of side-eyeing him.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it's problematic. It's probably just precautionary.
We're out of the inning, Kevin. We're okay.
Yes.
He's done it.
But when you hear
that's not problematic.
When you hear Corey Seager was out because of his calf, and Josh Young because of his neck, the season hasn't even started. Hearing those things kind of worries me.
Makes me feel like me and Josh Young had the same night of sleep last night because I got a little right neck,
creak in the neck.
Little right neck kind of trapezius or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a bummer. I couldn't swing a homer today. Yeah. Yesterday, obviously, I could. Tomorrow, I'd probably feel good about that as well, but not today.
Okay.
So I understand why the Jungle Cat needs till Thursday.
Are you guys worried about this?
Not at all. I think that I'd be worried if they were out there. We don't need them out there right now.
Too risky?
All of a sudden, you get hit on the wrist. Like we saw what happened with John Gray and what's happened with Josh Young before. I'm good here. Those two don't need to be playing until it's meaningful baseball. Now, they played enough in the spring. We're good.
Now
Josh Young does put off maybe the idea that maybe I can play baseball for 3 or 4 weeks before something starts bothering me, guy.
Yeah. And he's so nice. And we all want him to excel so well. It just hasn't been there.
Terrific. Yeah.
As of yet.
I'd look into some yoga, maybe some acupuncture. Ooh. I think he's got to look outside the box.
Have you done acupuncture?
Yeah.
How was it?
It didn't fix what I was looking for. But
I hear you, Broadus. Yeah. That was good.
Yeah. This was actually back in the online poker days where I had repetitive stress injuries through my wrists and elbows, thumb, shoulder. Moved into my knee and ankle. So I was trying to get some joint therapy going on.
I gotcha.
And I was looking at, and it didn't really help, but it was very interesting.
Do you think you could have done the acupuncture session while you were doing online poker?
You would have tried.
I could have for sure.
Excellent.
You know, I think I was laying on my stomach.
Didn't you play a hand with your foot one time?
Oh yeah, I played many hands with my feet. Yeah, I got after my right and left wrist and elbow were just in too much pain to keep playing. Like I could not click anymore. Yeah. Uh-huh. I got a mouse that I could use with my feet. And
told you.
Corey, your thoughts?
That's genius. Do you use that on like when you're playing any Warzone or anything like that too? Foot pedals? Or?
No. It was terribly imprecise. We're talking like 2005 or so, 2006, somewhere in there.
Okay, fascinating.
That is definite addiction to gambling right there.
Yeah, I tried a voice dictation mouse, but it wasn't precise enough. I would ask
voice dictation. You have chosen all in.
All
and you're like, oh, that's all what I said. Now, there was a lot of information came out today about the Rangers. One of the things is something that we talked about last week. Evan Carter, in fact, did get sent down to the minors to start the season. He's got some stuff to work on with his swing, specifically his swing against lefties. Are you surprised by this, and how do you think it will go?
I'm not surprised. I think only a dysfunctional organization would have decided that Evan Carter should start in leagues.
Okay, I'm with you on that for sure.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, this was no surprise. We were kind of talking about it yesterday. I guess a little bit of a surprise that they went ahead and went that way, but we were talking yesterday about the idea that this makes a ton of sense when you have the luxury of the way Leody's playing right now and his track record in center field, and then the way Pilar has played.
Yes.
You don't feel like, oh, we don't really have a choice. You do. You have options here. And right now it's just about building back the confidence and getting more reps versus lefties, which he can do at AAA. And it's not to say that we don't see him for the rest of the season. Who knows?
It's following the script. You didn't need him until the end of the season.
There you go, Wolchuk.
In 2023.
Oh, I like it. Paint that picture.
He sits in AAA. Okay. 2023, you bring him on up. You get the confidence is right. He's grooving. He's feeling good. Full count Carter. Boom, World Series run again in the postseason. He's a hero.
But of course, what that means for DeGrom is unfortunate.
Oh, but if you know the end result is going to be a World Series, then you're
the only question is who's doing the ostrich egg this year.
Okay. I mean, it feels like you guys made a lot of friends there, so you could probably figure it out.
Let's bring him back. There's some dudes in there.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, we talked about the Mavericks this morning. Second segment. I know they won. Anthony Davis is back. They might be in the playoffs. I just can't find myself getting really fired up about it right now. Where are you guys in this? I'm not out on the Mavericks, but when I'm watching, I just am not as fired up when the game starts to flow back in their direction.
You know, I think there's something to be said for that because we spent, 18 games or so kind of actively rooting for them to fail.
Yes.
So they could get out of the playoffs. And just as they get out of the playoffs, now Anthony Davis, maybe Lively and Gafford are coming back. Mm. I'm intrigued. I'm curious about what this group could be capable of, you know, with guys like Brandon Williams and Najee Marshall giving you playmaking.
Yeah.
You know, they're kind of bending the traditional rules. And definitely where this has flowed is with elite perimeter playmakers being the best teams. Well, now you have none. You have some that are average.
True.
And an elite power forward. And maybe you could deploy incredible defense if you get totally healthy. You could deploy incredible defense. I mean, you're taking Kyrie Irving off the floor now. You might have the best defense in the NBA.
No, the defense should be really good. I mean, Kai Jones, I thought, was also pretty impressive.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
It was fun watching Anthony Davis. Like, you're reminded just how damn good he is. And he can facilitate for a big man himself. I mean, his ability to move the ball up the floor, it was pretty smooth. The issue, like, if you had Klay Thompson, who was still a top three player on a team that could make a run, then I'd be more into this. But Klay seems so far removed from that. Like, he put his first three up yesterday, And immediately Anthony Davis turns around to walk the other end, puts his hand up with the three and bricked it. Klay gets the rebound, shoots another three, bricked it. So like Klay's just not that guy anymore. And I was really hoping he could flip that switch. But offensively, you just don't know what version you're going to get of him night in, night out. So I just don't think they're going to have enough from the guard spot. But they're definitely capable with those bigs. If everybody comes back healthy with that defense, they could win a playoff series for sure.
Yeah, Davis's ability to pass when Gafford and Lively are healthy, his ability to pass in the paint is really impressive. I mean, because he's going to draw double teams, and Gafford will be wide open for that. But can they get that perimeter shooting back? Can they find that? PJ, what role does he actually play? Because it looked like last night, whenever Anthony Davis was off the court, PJ kind of took that role and became the centerpiece for facilitating throughout that team.
And we're a little bit more than 49 hours away from first pitch for the Texas Rangers. What's your hype level for opening day?
10 out of 10.
Already, I love it.
Yeah, opening day is amazing. It should be a national holiday. It is the closest thing we have to the Greenville Parade, so it's a great party.
Ooh, I like that.
You know, there's a lot of reasons to love it, but on top of that, I expect this team to contend.
Okay, all right. Well, you guys,
I think it's probably like the most excited like I've ever been.
Good callback to one of my lowest moments of incompetence, asking Jared an opening day question before the COVID season started. So we had this huge delay, and so I just couldn't get the words out about how excited he was.
Yeah,
and it's really, really.
Do we have this audio?
Oh, yeah.
I guess honestly, we'll have to play it tomorrow as sort of like the 5-year anniversary of the incompetence. So yes, but I'm full torque, man. This is going to be a great season.
I love it. Brought us.
Let's go.
Yeah. All right.
And that baked potato from Hurtado.
Oh my gosh.
Yes.
I can't stop thinking about it.
That's all I can think about right now.
I got a bet, by the way.
Eric says he can eat it completely without utensils.
It's a no fork situation.
Yeah, that's what
we talked about, like, that with you guys.
The baked potato.
Yeah, the baked potato.
The baked potato.
Oh, yeah. Baked potato.
Pick that thing up. That's just
it's a vessel.
So when we're out there, do
that thing? That thing is loaded, bro. Oh, loaded.
Yeah. Like, it's a big dog. Can't drip on yourself at all?
No.
Ooh,
I'm sorry. I forgot to mention this earlier. Hey guys, my dad's been listening for years, and this past year he really got me into y'all's radio show. I've been listening ever since. It is his birthday. Happy birthday to Chris. Thank you for raising the Tolos right as well.
Nice. Gentlemen, the way you read that, I thought he was going to tell us that dad just passed away.
Yeah. Oh,
when you started
listening
that
to the show.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Was it Bin Laden text in here I was going to read?
Don't read that. What do you guys got coming up on the program today?
Pure Gold, as always, thanks for asking. We do have Tim McMahon at 4 o'clock. His book about Luca, the Wonder Boy, out today, so go get your copy. And Sans is going to join us at 4:40. Expressway Dave Raymond, 5:20. We're loaded here on a Toxic Tuesday, and I'm going to do LA Live again.
Oh, I love
Lucius
it.
Lucius is out, so I'm going to do LA Live again. Hoping for a better performance than last night.
Yeah, good luck, man.
Roll just home average. With the GVAG Nation, we have been the KNC Masterpiece. Make your way back with us tomorrow, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on 105 Through the Fan.
Say Lucho Acosta, Kevin.
Oh, we'll see you tomorrow, FC Dallas.